This is Boy Wonder, written by There Must Be a Lock, read by Mistborn Hero. A Batman Criminal Minds crossover featuring Spencer Reed, Dick Grayson, and Penelope Garcia. Spencer is all but twitching with nerves by the time the elevator opens. He hasn't wanted to pry, but it makes him nervous to have a new element on the team. And yeah, the last addition was Emily, and she's pretty much the best, but you never know. Penelope is waiting for him in the hallway with a cup of coffee, and he lets her hug him because coffee, before they start walking. So, how's the new guy? Oh, you'll see, she says, grinning in a way he doesn't know how to interpret. He'll totally be an asset to the team, though, or, well, he definitely has certain assets. Spencer frowns to himself. What does that even... Oh, hey, speak of the devil, Penelope says brightly, gesturing at the small cluster of people lingering at the other end of the hallway. All except one are women, and Spencer is almost certain that none of them work on this floor. Hey, new guy! The man turns around and aims a dazzling, megawatt smile in his direction, and Spencer's mouth drops open. I know, right? Penelope mutters in an undertone. In her normal voice, she says, Dr. Spencer Reed, meet...
You're Dick Grayson,
Spencer blurts out, voice cracking.
Guilty as charged.
He sticks out his hand to shake and gives Spencer another disarming smile.
Nice to meet you. Your family was the Flying Graysons, well, you know that, I just mean, I saw you, with your family, I don't shake hands, sorry.
Deep breaths, Boy Wonder, Penelope advises, and Grayson's face does a funny little spasm before he plasters on a smile again. Right, shall we? The moment Penelope says, Gotham, everybody is wincing. I hate that fucking city, Emily grumbles. I've never been, Spencer volunteers. It's a rite of passage, Morgan says. Everybody remembers their first Gotham case. Hutch's mouth is even more of a flat line than usual.
What now?
Buckle up, my sweets, Penelope says. This guy managed to take out 8 of the city's crime bosses in a single night, collected their heads in a duffel bag as a gift to the other crime bosses, and he's not showing any signs of slowing down.
Why are we being called in, though? JJ asks. Doesn't Gotham have a pretty strict... locals-only policy?
Apparently, Gotham PD has reason to believe he's targeting someone personally, Penelope says. None other than Batman.
Batman? Emily scoffs. I thought that was a myth.
At this point, I'll turn the mic over to our resident expert on all things Spook City. Got anything to add, new kid?
Everybody turns to Grayson, who's wearing a carefully neutral expression.
No, the Batman is...
very real, but the alias is what I'm curious about. Hutch raises an eyebrow. Red Hood?
According to witnesses, it's a reference to his helmet. JJ reads from the dossier.
It could be, Grayson says hesitantly, but it could
also be a reference to an old gang, the Red Hood gang.
How old are we talking about? Is there any chance that he was an original member?
Possible, but unlikely, Grayson says. They were short-lived, not particularly notable, except for one member.
That's where the Joker got his start. There's a chorus of groans all around the table, and Emily mutters, God, I fucking hate clowns.
Hutch looks displeased, even on the usual scale of Hutch's facial expressions, which is saying something, as he dismisses them with a curt,
Wheels up in 20, everybody should pack a gas mask.
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 for the team Hellbenders.
Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.